This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa soybean farmers could see another great crop in 2026. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Everybody remembers the disease issues that plagued the Iowa corn crop last year, but soybeans were able to quietly have a successful year for yields. Chris Pritchett of Pioneer said Z-Series soybeans have gained a strong presence here in Iowa.
It was a great year, especially in the state of Iowa. If we think about Pioneer soybean performance, we're super, super excited to be in year three of our Z-Series launch, which was really revolutionary as we brought the next generation of our elite germplasm and genetics to life. So Z-Series has kind of taken the market by storm, especially in Iowa. It gives growers the flexibility to spray the Enlist weed control system and really drive bushels. That's what we're trying to get in each advancement class we bring forward. We advanced 32 new products this year for the 26th season that build on and get even better than what we've already got in market. Last year, we saw about a 3.4 bushel per acre advantage over our current lineup. So Pioneer's continuing to evolve, try to partner with a farmer to put more yields in that bin.
Every year, the top yield-robbing pest for soybeans is soybean cyst nematode. Pritchett said they have put a big focus on breeding for proper genetics to fight against this pest.
Pioneer spent a lot of time in our breeding efforts to continue to advance those native traits in the bag. So you're getting a lot of SCN protection from our current lineup. We're going to continue to evolve that lineup and bring new varieties that are more tolerant and provide extra help and support. What I would tell you is, as we partner with our Corteva crop protection counterparts, we've got a lot of great chemistries that come in and combat things like white mold, and SDS will always be something that we're focused on.
For more information, visit pioneer.com. You can find this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.